This episode of The Gadget Man was recorded on Monday the 24th of November 2014. For more information about the reviews and news that we feature on air and online, go to www.thegadgetman.org.uk.
Matt Porter's here from Matt Porter Web Design. He's our gadget guru, thegadgetman.org.uk, to find out everything that he reviews. Today, selfie sticks. For those who don't know, a selfie stick is an arm extender, really, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct, yeah. It's actually a monopole or a monopod, a bit like a tripod, but one stick. But what people are using them for now is they're holding the end and extending it out. It's like a telescopic pole with a camera mount at the end, or an iPhone mount, or a phone mount, sorry. And then they have like a little button on them, or some of them do, which triggers the shutter.
Well, that's interesting, because I've seen people using them and I didn't know, because if you take a selfie, which is a lot of people are doing now, I haven't got long enough arms really to do that, and my head dominates the photograph. I know I've got a big head, you have to go there, but my head dominates the photograph, so I could do with an arm extension. So that's effectively what these
are. That's exactly what they are. Yeah. It's trying to get as many people as possible, so this whole thing of cramming people into pictures. They're not only used for those, they're also used where people attach GoPro cameras to them and they go surfing and things like that, and it actually gives them they hold the stick out and it actually gives like a third what do they call them, I can't remember now, but basically it's a sort of a view of them surfing, so they can actually do all these amazing stunts and things like that.
So I suppose if you're at a concert, you go and see The Script in July, you can hold it up
and wait,
take a picture of the stage above everybody else's head, that kind of
and
stuff.
It also gives the security a way of pointing you out so they can escort you out for taking
photographs. Are they expensive?
No, they vary in price. If you were to buy something like a GoPole, which is aimed at GoPro, they're about £30. If you go for the just do a search for selfie sticks on eBay, they start at £3.99, around £7-8 if you want to have functionality in them, or they come bundled with a little like a key fob, which is the remote shutter thing. It's basically a Bluetooth key fob which can either connect to iPhone or Android. It's got two different buttons normally because they use a different mechanism for taking pictures.
So they're inexpensive,
pictures.
And for what
pretty
you
good,
get out of them and the flexibility and variety, they're
I think it's a great idea for a gadgety present for somebody at this Christmas, purely because of the cost. It's not a great deal of cost, and you know, the possibilities are endless, really, with what you can do with it. People are taking pictures of underneath things, you know, not skirts, but cars. But no, they're doing that kind of thing. So, and also, you know, like you say, you can put them with your arm
your
right
head
up and you can get some nice pictures. I saw a documentary about the Red Arrows a few weeks ago, and they were doing their passing out ceremony, and they were parading out, and the guy, the last chap in the parade actually had a GoPro camera on a selfie stick.
Wow.
So he was having like a sky view, if you like, of a top-down view of the passing out ceremony.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty good, really.
Thegadgetman.org.uk. I'm going to ask you a question in a moment or two. I think I know the answer because I've seen your comments on Facebook. Autograph or selfie? Selfie or autograph? So if you meet someone famous in this day and age, what do you go for? If you've got one choice, autograph or selfie? More on that in a mo.
Radio Suffolk.
Matt Porter is here from Matt Porter Web Design, our gadget guru, thegadgetman.org.uk, to find out everything that he's reviewed. Selfie sticks this week, so you can use them to take pictures with your mobile phone, your traditional camera, your GoPros, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Selfie sticks, not expensive actually, and can help your selfies no end. So on the show today, as well as reviewing them, I'm asking the question: autograph or selfie? Is selfie the new autograph? If you bump into someone famous, what do you do? Selfie or autograph? Michelle's been in touch. Definitely selfie. By the way, she says, this is me and Matthew McFadden. I think it's because people tend to share images on social media now, and with autographs, you never know if it is the genuine article or not, which is very true. Gina, got to be a selfie every time. Not only does it carry more clout in today's media society than an autograph, but also draws attention to one's self, giving some street cred. And then one Matt Porter sends me a message via Facebook. Hello, I met Edwin Collins last week. I got a photo with him, his autograph, and a photo of him signing the autograph. So you've covered all bases there.
Well, I think I did.
Yeah.
So if I ever go to sell that autograph, I will attach the picture. In fact, while he was signing it, because he's recovering from a stroke, so I was sort of holding the CD cover while he was signing it.
Yep.
There was a chap at the other end of the table. He kept banging to the table, and as he was writing it, so there was a little bit of a wobble in the signature. And I did say to Edwin at the time, I said, if he keeps doing that, this is going to devalue this on eBay. So, yeah, it was good. It's good. Now, you've got to get a picture as well, because you can show off to your friends, I guess.
All right. But you've covered all bases there.
Yeah.
Selfie or autograph. Come on, you've got one choice.
One choice.
One choice. That's my game.
Have to go with autograph.
Really, still. Mm. Even though you're our gadget man.
Yeah.
You're being outnumbered by everybody else. Stephen, a selfie is for people that want to boast. An autograph is for selling in the future. Or for leaving to your kids so that they can sell it. You can only show a selfie and brag. But you might want to get the autograph and keep it.
You might not want to sell it. I got the autograph actually for my wife because she was a big fan of Edwin Collins when she was young, and I got her the autograph because I thought she'd like it. I got the picture because I just wanted to have a picture with him. It wasn't really a selfie, actually. Someone else took it. So,
Darren's been in touch. I would get both. I get asked for both all the time. He says, hang on, do mugshots count as selfies? Laugh out loud. And Adam, thing is, Mark, you can't really sell a selfie in the future, but an autograph you could. Think most people would go for both given the chance. Kelly McCormack has that quizzical look. Autograph or selfie? Selfie or autograph? Is the selfie replacing the autograph?
Well, I would say yes, but I'm just concerned as to why, if you desperately want somebody's autograph, why are you going to sell it in the future anyway? No offence.
Would you sell it? Edwin Collins autograph?
I don't think so, no, for sort of a couple of reasons, really. I'm not sure I could be commanding hundreds of thousands of pounds for it, but no, I wouldn't. I did it for my wife. It was a present for her. Some people do, though.
Okay. Selfie or autograph? I think I'd still go for
Well, see, I covered both, didn't I? I had a sortograph.
Yeah, I know. It's all right
for
you.
Or a selfograph, because I took a picture of him signing it.
Selfograph, very good. Okay. Thegadgetman.org.uk for more. Selfie or autograph? I'm not sure. I don't know.